All right, on the hour.
Oh, look at this. Yes, it is just gone 10 o'clock here in Sheffield.
Smooth.
Yes, this is the Night Train Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. That was, yeah, a little surprise guest mix done by myself. I was going to give myself a fake name, and that's preposterous. Yeah, we didn't get a chance to let you know what to expect in that whole set, as you would have found out if you were listening.
Castanets.
Yes, for fans of hand claps, finger clicks, and castanets, if that was the place to be. Yeah, it was a 60s girl group special mix. Because I was thinking to myself this week, oh, I really want to do one. And what usually happens with that is I put it on the list of things to do and I never do it.
Yeah, it's just with all the other things.
Yes, apart from the chicken special coming later this year. So I thought, sunny, I'll do it. And it's fun to try and get a set like that and trying to make it a bit cohesive and not, I don't know, play all the hits. There were a few hits in there, so especially for Angela, always complains that we play songs that nobody knows in your face. Not that she's listening. We kicked it off with The Goodies, Sophisticated Boom Boom from 1965. Shout out to Sheila B from WFMU. Her show was called Sophisticated Boom Boom. That is used to be 2 hours every week of female-fronted pop and music. All the archives are on the WFMU website. As promised, we were going to recommend shows. There's number one. Stay
more
tuned.
More to come.
Yes. Then we had The Marvelettes, Please Mr. Postman from Motown, 1961. Followed that with The Angels, My Boyfriend's Back from 1963. I think it's that one. It reminds me of The Wanderers. Have you ever seen that film from 79? It's got a really good rock and roll soundtrack, and that is one of them on there. It's a bit like, I wonder if it was cashing in on like The Outsiders. I don't know if that was 79, but it's just kind of gangs in New York.
Oh yeah, Warriors and all that.
Yes, yeah. So it's pretty good, a bit ridiculous at times, but the soundtrack's pretty good. Then from 1958 we had the Shirelles with I Met Him on a Sunday. Then after that, as covered by Bitty McLean and as heard on Pig of the Pops yesterday, but not this version, The Orlons, we've dedicated to the one I love, from July 62. One of a number of versions of that. The Five Royales, I think, was the original.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's really good. But the sort of the timing or phrasing is really different, so it's really hard to sing along to. So there's a really annoying pause. So if you kind of want to annoy people, put that on in the car, and then they'll sing along and get the timing wrong. Everybody knows the Mamas and the Papas version.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who else did it.
There's another really well known one, isn't there?
I think it's one of these bands that begins with a C. Let's have a look. It might have been them.
I need to get on second hand songs, don't I?
Yes, you do that. You can be my glamorous assistant. So while he Googles live on air, I can send that one out to the long suffering Alma. Apparently tuned in, so hopefully this is going out. Hope you enjoyed that one. After that was a song I thought I had on 7-inch, but I didn't. I was going to play it in the last show, but couldn't because I don't own it. It's the Chiffons with My Block from 1963. I'm trying to see if I can remember who did the version before you find it. I
haven't found it yet, so
okay,
don't worry.
That's all right. Yes. Then we went into back-to-back castanet special. Was The Crystals with Girls Can Tell, penned by Jeff Barry, Ellie Greenwich and Phil Spector, from 63. Also from 63 was The Ronettes with Be My Baby, obviously one of
was it Torval and Dean?
It was not Torval and Dean.
They did I don't know if it's a medley, but it says California Dreamin' stroke dedicated to the one I love.
Oh, fantastic. No, it wasn't then, so we'll be digging that out.
That came out before Bitty McLean, 89.
Alright.
Yeah, it does say medley, so there we go.
Excellent. Actually, the Ronnie Spector news, there's a biopic starring Zendaya in the works based on her autobiography, Be My Baby, a memoir. And then we finished up with the Shangri-Las, Give Him a Great Big Kiss, from December 64. A little bit of time, who do you think it was? It would have been one of the first covers after the Five Royales.
I'm not sure. I'm not, the 66, I'm not listening to them all right now.
No, it's all right. I'll be able to tell, I reckon, because I think I was going to put it in. But it doesn't matter.
Shirelles?
That would have been it. Yes, it was the Shirelles. That's
Shirelles,
the sort of
that's the third one. Before the Orleans.
Right, we're going to play some, I guess, reggae stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
Dub mix there. Getting
ahead of myself. Playing with Dyson of Death after the way we kicked off the show, or didn't kick off the show, as it were. Okay, yes, we're here, the two of us. It's 10:15.
Slightly out of sync.
Yes. I mean, we're always a bit discombobulated, I think.
So true.
That's it. Well, we had a bit of a late night on Friday.
We did.
Shout out to Ben and everybody at the Bay Horse Inn.
Yeah, fun was had at singles night. We weren't behind the decks,
which is the perfect place to be. You get to enjoy it. No pressure. Trying to think of who some of the DJs were. Rolling Cheese.
How Soon is Slough?
Yep. Somebody Grimshaw.
Ashley
Grimshaw and a couple of other folks I can't remember. Yes, lots of fun. The next one has been announced, Friday the 6th of June.
Yeah, get it in your diaries.
Yes. So we're a bit tired from that, but that, you know, no excuse. I guess, what did we have? It was only a short set.
It was three tunes, all reggae cuts. Started out with Flying Hats, that's Nightbus on the ATA Records out of Leeds. I guess a new group in some ways, but not in others, because the musicians have been playing together for a long time. Sort of fundamentally put together by a collaboration between the drummer Sam Hobbs and bassist Neil Innes.
I saw that and was like, Neil Innes, what, from the Ruddles? Like, this is an unexpected turn from him.
They're talking about fusing kind of the sounds of the Aggravators and the sounds of the Meters. It's like kind of coming together. It's kind of like instrumental.
Oh, nice.
New Orleans style, but also shot through. I mean, that one's a bit more kind of reggae. That's a bit more like a Bunny Lee 70s production. They do talk a lot about sound like the Aggravators, so it kind of makes perfect sense, really. They've got a new tune out as well, which I only got on the promo last week. They were... on that email was somewhat sad, because they said that the guitarist Chris, what's his name, got it written down here, Chris Dawkins, apparently tragically passed away suddenly. So they were umming and ahhing about whether to release the music or not, but they decided to go ahead and do it. So you can pre-order the album now on Bandcamp. When is it due? I think it's coming up. Where is it? May the 16th.
So not too far to wait at all.
So yeah, it sounds like really promising. You can listen to that one and the one other song so far. But yeah, there's bundles on there. You can get sevens and all sorts. So yeah, go and check that out. Like I say, it's on ATA Records. Then you heard a twin spin of sorts. Dub mix. There was Flora Adams with Fire, and then dub music on the B-side. That is on the 333 label, which is the sort of reggae archival spin-off of Death Is Not The End. That is another one you can get on Bandcamp, 45 or Digi. She was from the Nairobi Sisters. And that was recorded in mid-70s, backed by The Flames, the announced band, and based on Tina Charles's disco hit, You Set My Heart on Fire.
Perfect. We've got another mini unplanned mini set now. It's songs that aren't in English.
तेरी चाल मस्तानी, तू है मस्तानी, मेरे दिल विच वसदई। Vocês estão ouvindo ao Night Train na Rádio Sheffield Live.
His office door is still open to all and sundry. Come in.
How would you like this for your breakfast?
Howdy ho.
Okay. Last 27-ish minutes, if you're on listening again.
It's confusing.
It's very confusing. A little bit longer if you're still holding on live. We appreciate it. This is the Night Train. It's sadly time for us to do a bit of waffling again.
Let's do it.
That was almost a full set of songs, not in English. It turns out there's one instrumental.
Yeah, there is a vocal version of that, but I didn't have it.
There we go. So potentially come back another time to hear that one. We kicked off with a tune from 2011, Corner Shop, with a tune called Natch from the album Corner Shop and the 00 Groove Of, featuring artist Bob Lee Corr. I think that album was crowdfunded, and if you want a really interesting listen, Ben, I think it's Ben Ayres from the band, was on What Goes Around podcast. It's a really good episode. It talks about that and a new release from a couple of years ago. We'll put that link in the show notes for anybody who needs extra homework. Just what this show needs. It's, you know, it's an
make it a chore.
Yes.
As if it isn't a chore enough already.
But that's it. It takes enough out of us. So we want to...
Well, a similar commitment from the listeners.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, that is a really good podcast that we should recommend. Then next one, the aforementioned instrumental.
Oh, yeah. It was Mulamba with Dashiki. So, yeah, it does come on a 45 with a vocal and an instrumental, but I've only heard the instrumental version, as it's I actually own it. It's on Editions Makosa from 1975. It's by Joe Biss, who did another really good Afro song that I played quite a lot. Afro can remember. It's from Cameroon anyway, but the compilation is the African Airways one that I keep slowly
drip feeding
it out. Yeah.
It was good though, if there's that many cuts that you can
know. I've got three or four out of it already.
That's perfect.
That one I was playing at home, and the better half came in and she said, "This song is mad." It's the one that sounded like with the 70s game show synths.
Yes.
Yeah. Very jazzy. But in that kind of unique way. But yeah, it's, I quite enjoy that. What was the one after that?
Went over to Canada via Brazil, I guess. Caytranada with Light Spots.
That's it.
Although it should all be in caps, so I feel like I should shout it. But I think that's what he does for all these tunes, right? I feel like they're
block
all
caps.
Block caps.
All caps.
Yes. And that was from XL Record, released in 2016 XL Recordings.
I believe that's 9 years ago.
Yes.
But that one seemed quite fresh.
It samples Pontos Deluge by Gal Costa from Brazil. So that's, Canada via Brazil, or the other way around.
Then we played some Italian Afrobeat. That was Addict Amoeba with Kaosu Mossi, album by the same name on Black Sweat Records, as I said, out of Italy. Their second album released last April, but one I only just discovered. They did a single with, I forgot how to say his name, it's like the poet Joshua Iderton. Is that how you say it?
I don't know, that's not anyone I've come across.
I've only heard him on the radio.
Classic, we just got to say, if you're not sure of the name, just go up at the end.
It's like Anglo-Nigerian, so yeah, it's not a pronunciation would know.
Yes.
But yeah, that band taking sort of the sounds of desert blues, Afrobeat, Latin rock, Ethio jazz. And yeah, thanks to Mukatsuku, you can get that song now on a 45, as opposed to the it was only album cut before.
I think where we can, if you don't know, we post all of the links to the songs that you can buy either digitally, or if you're lucky enough to get the 45s on our Blues Card.
Yeah, account. We sometimes have some live on-air purchases, don't we?
Which it has been known to, we have been known to cost people money, which again is quite like it. It drags other people down. It's like this show costs us, it actively costs us money, and put strain on relationships.
There we go. It's giving back, aren't we? We're just giving back.
Yes, we're spreading a bit of that around. We've got a new one coming up, right? It's Surprise Drop.
Oh, yes. Salt. The album that I started listening to, and after two songs went, I've listened to this before. This isn't new. And then slowly dawned on me, it's like, no, it is new. It just sounds like Salt.
Yeah, I suppose.
And they've done a lot of albums, and I've, yeah, it's hard to remember.
It's 11 albums, right? But this one's called 10. Is it 11?
I don't know. There's several that don't have numbers.
Oh, there.
It's confusing as well, because one of the singles came out, and that was supposed to be on a 10, but that was X. I don't know. And this one's like the 2-5 tallies.
Oh,
and one of them was an X.
Oh, that is just awkward, isn't it? So we don't know what...
Anyway, it's ILTS, which stands for something. It's in the song.
Perfect. Stay tuned and we'll be back after these slower songs, I guess.
écoutez le train de nuit sur Sheffield en direct.
We'll understand it.